Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, what's happening? Mike Schmidt, 40-year-old boy podcast. Hi guys. You guys playing cards? What's going on in your world? I hope good things. I hope Christmas was good. I hope your tree's in the trash. Well, I don't throw your tree out. Why would you do that? Save it. Keep it up year-round. Although then the fucking prickles fall off. Prickles? What tree am I putting up? I put up a cactus because I'm a fucking idiot. What a stroke. All right, so hi. Here's the deal. We're doing it. This is clearly, it's not going to be a regular show, as you can tell by the running time, although I'm not ending it now. If I did, how great, we're at 30 seconds. So there, I don't know if I could, that's truly not our running time. Although maybe it should be, maybe we pivot. What do you think? You know what? I'm putting the vote to you guys. I'm putting up a poll right now. Should we go to a 30 second show? Should we switch it up? And if I do a 30 second show, do I only do one a week? I don't know. I think if I do a 30 second show, I could probably do it every day. But also at the same time, now I'm thinking if I do a 30-second show, I'll find some way to fucking bitch out of it, where I'll just be like, oh, Christ, sorry, guys, I can only do 15 seconds today. Click. Because now I'm going to call all of you into a show. That's why there's a click at the end. Hi. All right, so here's the deal. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas. I hope everything went great with you and your families. What did I do for Christmas? I did amazing things for Christmas, and that's a lie. But I didn't. Well, you know what? I'll update you on this, because I talked last week. Where I was like, eh, I thought I had kind of bothered my nieces and whatever the fuck, and I was unsure about Christmas, and I didn't get over there. I wanted to go early, and I was kind of, you know me, I got a fucking chain wrapped around my brain. There's a chain in my membrane. There's a chain on my brain. So I was weighing myself down. I was anchoring myself to Terra Firma and saying, well, they don't want me over there. I shouldn't go over there. I made them mad on Thanksgiving. Probably they don't want to see me. That guy. He's just a dick. I hate that fucking guy. I want to fight him. Might be fun to fight that guy, but I do fight him. I always lose. It's not fun to fight him. Sorry, my throat is fucked. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't sound like me, which is another reason we're doing a shorter fucking whatever the fuck this turns out to be. Because here's the deal. I'll do a regular show later in the beginning of next week, but not now. Why do I dangle this carrot? Not that you care. Nobody's out there going, oh, please, sir. By the way, it is so late Friday night, it's early. I'm sorry, it's so late Thursday night, it's early Friday. So there may be people waking up and walking around, which would suck. Just letting you know, because again, I don't have a professional studio. I do this in my fucking apartment, which means I should be able to write it off, right? Of course, you would think so. But the IRS said, no, I don't think so. It's not your home office because you sit over there for other things. So what the fuck is I going to tell? Oh, so, Christmas Day comes around and I had told Lenny I might come early because there's three football games. I'm sorry. A lot of that is happening. But then in my brain, like I said, I talked to myself. I'm like, I don't want to go. If they don't want me there. And then Lenny texted, he's like, bro, I thought you were coming early. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know you guys said you might go hiking or I'd want to screw that up. And he's just like, get over here. So I had to stop. I had to grab a pie and head over there. And guess what happened? I went there and everything was great. I checked my nonsense and left it in the car and everything was fine. My nieces hugged me and everybody was happy and we had a fantastic meal. What did I have, you're asking? Well, we had a pork roast with some pork gravy. We had breasts of chicken with a rosemary gravy. We had mashed potatoes. We had stuffing. We had a Caesar salad with homemade Caesar dressing. There was a, I know you're thinking there's no vegetables. There was a vegetable though, but not me, not for me, green beans. And as you know, I'll eat fresh green beans. And maybe frozen green beans, but I will only eat out of a can. I'll only eat French cut green beans. And the beans just, they left me wanting when I saw them in the bowl. I was like, eh, they didn't look like the green beans that I'd like to enjoy. So I passed on the green beans. But I had a big plate of, other stuff. I didn't have any dessert because there was only a pumpkin pie and then there was gingerbread cookies. Or no, it was a gingerbread cake. And then like, what else? Oh, and she also made a cheesecake. My niece bakes from scratch, but I, you know what? I wasn't in the gingerbread mood and I'm not a cheesecake guy, not a fan. And the pumpkin pie, by the time it was like done, I was like, nah, whatever. And we hung out, we watched Die Hard. One of my nieces had not seen it. And she's like, well, I'm going to weigh in on whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And we said, well, that's fine. And she sat on the couch and we watched it. And every time there was a Christmas thing, she'd go, oh, Christmas. And then Lenny and I started to do it too. I'd go, the wife's name is Holly, for God's sake. You know, all those things. And by the time it ended, my niece was like, you know what? That's definitely a Christmas movie. We're like, exactly. Thank you. You are now in the adult club. So she's very happy to be in the adult club now. And I had watched, it's funny because I had watched Die Hard myself anyway on, Christmas Eve. I watched Die Hard and Lethal Weapon. That's my Christmas and Elf. Those are the three. It used to be It's a Wonderful Life. When I was a kid, It's a Wonderful Life was a must watch. But I'm going to say this now and there may be controversy involved. Hold on. I'm typing. Feels like I'm typing. That's more of a sharing with someone you love or a family movie. If you watch It's a Wonderful Life by yourself, it's a hide the razor blades movie to a certain extent, because it's awesome that George gets his redemption and all these great things happen. But then you go at the end of it, you're like crying and you're like, oh, this is amazing. And every time a bell rings, then there's a book and everybody's giving him money, the richest man in town. It's amazing. And you feel really good. And then in your brain, you go, wait a minute. I'm sitting here. Hold on. I sneezed in the middle of a podcast. God damn it. No dump button. You think to yourself, man, especially when you're old and you watch it. And also when you're in the middle of, figuring out cash, you're like, oh man, that's amazing that he had all those people step up for him. And then you think about all the times people have stepped up for you in the past, you know what I mean? And either filled a GoFundMe or been nice enough to just reach out and send money or anything. And anybody who follows on Patreon, all that stuff. And you're like, this is awesome. And then you start thinking, well, wait a minute. Did I deserve it? I mean, George kind of clearly deserved it and all of his money got stolen by Mr. Potter, but then whatever. It's a bit of a chore to watch it by yourself because it's the kind of movie you want to hug somebody after or hold somebody's hand through. You know what I mean? Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, and Elf are that's my holy trinity now. That's my three Christmas movies that I have to watch. And yes, I know you don't think some of them are Christmas movies, whatever the fuck, that's totally fine. Hold on, yawning motherfucker. That's another reason I'm not going to talk all day today is my fucking throat's fried and I'm yawning. So Christmas was great. I got to watch my movies on my own. I went and watched Die Hard. We had a good time. I hope you guys had a great time as well. And you know, this is Friday, December 30th. This is, like I said, we're doing a buffer episode. Just a little, hey, how you doing? Little, you know, how's your father? As our friend Austin Powers would say. What's your New Year's look like? Hopefully good. Hopefully you have plans. I do have plans. I'm getting on a plane in a few hours. And I think we'll see. All depends on what Southwest Airlines brings to the table. And if you were caught in the web of nonsense that happened over the holidays, I do feel for you. I think that's terrible. I mean, the storms were bad enough. People hunkering down in the snow and at their homes and stuff. And it was dangerous. Pipes bursting and heat going out. Buffalo's in trouble still. Upstate New York is terrible. Hopefully all of you are finding your way through that and everything's okay. I hope you weren't impacted by it too severely. And if you were, I hope you're finding your way out of it now. Here in LA, it was 80 degrees. I mean, we had an unbelievably beautiful Christmas. Now this week, it's actually rained a couple of days. What? Yes. And I think the high is like 59, which is rough. You know that 59 is rough. That's hoodie and blanket weather if you're in the house. And get this, I'll even sometimes put on socks. and then sometimes slippers over those socks. I just, you get a little chilly in here. So for New Year's, I'm getting on a plane and I'm going to, do I want to tell you or do I want to tell you next week when I arrive back? I'll be back in LA late Monday. So I'll probably record on Tuesday. And also I didn't get to connect with Lily this week. That's my fault because, you know, I didn't talk to her much after Christmas. And then she sent me a thing from TikTok and I sent her a note and she's like, hey, how was your Christmas? And she didn't get back to me. And I didn't go, hey, you want to record? Which I should. But I, in my brain, I was like, well, you know, she probably doesn't want to do it. That dude, man, he's such a jagoff. Why does he do this shit all the time? But he does. And, but that's another reason we're not doing a full one today. Again, like I said, I didn't talk to her Tuesday. Wednesday got away from me. I had to go meet with a friend. And then yesterday or today, whatever, Thursday, I had to go to Long Beach and I was there fucking all day. And then traffic on the way home was brutal. I didn't get home till like fucking 6:30 and hey, hi. And could I have recorded earlier? I could have probably, but as I mentioned, my throat is all fucked up and my sleep schedule is a little boned. I don't feel good. I feel a little under the weather. And I figure with traveling over the next couple of days, it's not a good thing. And I, you know, I'm cutting it really close here on the traveling. Like I quite frankly shouldn't be doing it, but I'm doing it because my great friend Justin and his lovely wife Mary are incredibly kind. And they're basically bringing me to Arizona. They're super friendly and nice. And I'm doing a cool thing in Arizona. And I'll tell you all about it when I get back to town. But yeah, so I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm not dead or fallen into ill repute. And so what we'll do is we'll come back on probably Tuesday of next week. And if you want to weigh in on the Joker's page, oh, we did the Christmas stream on the Joker's page too. If you guys are going to go check that out, I was there for about an hour and a half live stream. That's posted right now at the Westside 86 Joker's page. I opened some fucking cool ass gifts. Got some gift certificates for the movies. Got a gift certificate for a gas station, which I need because gas is so fucking brutal. And that's going to be my life going forward in January. But let's say this, let's talk about, 2022 is ending. I hope you were able to take some joy out of this year. I hope things went well for you. And again, it's not this blanket thing because there are a lot of people like, oh my God, it sucked. Or oh my God, it was whatever. I just think years are years. And the thing is with me, as I get older, when they slip away, I'm just like, my God, like I think I told you this before, my favorite hockey team is the Blackhawks. And I'm reading, they're like, man, it's going to be 5 years till they're good again. And I'm like, man, I'll be 60 and I'll be literally 10 years from death. When you start measuring your life in bad hockey seasons, you're old at that point. So this is just another year, 2022, that look, man, it sucked for me for a lot of reasons. The main reason was I lost my ma this year. And first Christmas without her was weird. I had a friend ask me, how was it? And I got to admit, it wasn't one of those things because I hadn't seen her for Christmas in a long time. And we'd talked all the time. I will say that as the year has gone on, we lost her in March and now I used to virtually every day, I would think, oh, got to call ma. And then I'd go, yeah, probably don't. Unless it's a Twilight Zone episode and there's a fucking phone line on her grave. And she doesn't even have a fucking grave. She's in a jar. Unless there's a phone line on her jar. Maybe if the Wi-Fi router connects to her jar, I can talk to her there. So whatever. I'll get into more of a year in review. I don't want to, like I said, this is more of a, hi, how are you? I hope you're good. Love you guys for listening. I'm glad that you've given me any seconds, any minutes, any hours of your life this year. And it is many hours. I think I may have talked about this last week, but I got a Spotify sent me a note because I'm a podcaster on there. And they're like, you created, it was like, how many hours was it? I can't remember, or minutes. And it said, that puts you in the top 1% of content creators on Spotify. And I'm like, there was 3 months I didn't do a show, but that's what happens when the show's fucking 2-3 hours every week. So this one is not. This one is, call this an amuse-bouche to get you ready for next week. Because I will tell you this, next week, You know, we'll talk at length about what 2023 looks like. Talk about 2024 even, because believe it or not, I have a plan. I have a list. I got plans, and I have ideas and hopes and dreams. They have not been torn asunder just yet. And I can only hope. And look, you've all heard me reboot. It's gotta be 50 times by now. And sometimes I'm successful at it for a while. Sometimes I'm not even, I don't even start when I say I should. But it's later than you think. So I have to take some time to go ahead and reboot and, make it work. Right. Don't you? Cause like I love inactivity. I love doing nothing. I love reading books and watching shows and hiding in my house and making a ham sandwich, and that's fun. But also I want to go places and do things. I want to see things and see people and see you guys. And I want to go do the thing I'm best at. And I have ideas of how to do that. And I've already started. I'll tell you about that next week. I've just did a couple of shows. You know, I think I mentioned it on Facebook, but I'll tell you about them next week. This is more of a weird tease coming attractions bullshit show, which is strange, but it is. That's exactly what it is. But I'll go into, so this is, yeah, I guess this is a goodbye to 2022, and there's no reason for me to belabor the point. It was, I didn't fucking dig it. I mean, some stuff I did, but finding yourself without parents is fucking strange. And I'm sure you've all gone through that, or you're not all of you, but some of you have. And losing anybody close to you is rough, you know, and it's funny, in the fallout of losing my ma, I also, you know, there's a brother I don't anticipate ever talking to again. But I mean, things have always been fractured and weird in the confines of my family. So, I don't even know what I'm talking about. So the point is 2022 was, you know, I was the heavy bag, and 2022 was Tyson, and fucking worked me over pretty good. But now I'd like to spend 2023 and into 2024, being less of a heavy bag. Let's try to be live. Let's be a speed bag. Let's turn me into a speed bag. What do you say? I can't thank you guys enough for spending any time with me. As I've mentioned, I said it on Christmas. I don't want to go and because the more I say it, the more it might cheapen it in your eyes. But please know how much I appreciate you guys staying by me through weirdness and, you know, inactivity and not doing what I'm supposed to do, and certainly not putting out a show that you've all expected. So, you're great. And just knowing that some of you are still here, I mean, some of you aren't, but some of you are still here, and that's very important to me. And I use that as a fucking cudgel into 2023. To try to, you know, I'll use it as a chisel to try to sculpt the year into exactly what I fucking want it to be. And my life, you know, I mean, I had declared 2020 the year of I will. And the first 2 months worked out to be exactly that. And it was great. I was, you know, seeing somebody cool, and I was working out hard, and I lost a ton of weight, and I was feeling great, and I was heading to Ireland, and all these things were planned. And then a bat stole 2 years of our lives. And I greedily gave it to them. The bat didn't have to take my life, but I stepped up and said, here you go, bat, enjoy it. And now I find myself now coming out of 2022, reeling a bit, but now, you know what, there's nothing wrong with turning 2023 into the year that 2020 was supposed to be. And I have ideas and plans, regarding that, and I hope you'll stick with me on the show here and at least hear part of it. And maybe if I get out to your city or your town or your state or wherever, we'll be able to get together and talk about it. I would love it. But just know how much you guys are loved and how important you are in my life. I'm glad you listen to anything that I have to say. I'm glad you laugh. I'm glad you care enough to check your fucking iTunes and see if a show's downloading. And I know there's a short one, so you're gonna be like, oh, what the fuck, dude? And I hear you. I get it. There's no, this could have been something different, but I just honestly, like I said, man, I just don't feel good right now. It sounds like a baby thing to say, but it's true. Like, my throat's fried and I'm sleeping like 3 hours at a time. It's fucking weird, man. I don't know what the hell happened to me. So, and that's part, you know what? And that's part of 2023 sleep schedule, getting that fixed and everything. My whole life, everything's getting put into the fucking hopper and we'll spin it like a centrifuge and see what tumbles out of it on fucking January 1st of 2024. If it's exactly what I want it to be, I'll be thrilled. And I hope you're willing to accompany me, and I hope you guys have a fantastic new year, whatever hopes you guys have for yourselves, whatever changes you want to implement. If you just want to stay the same, if everything's going well for you and you just want it to continue to go well, fucking beautiful. I love you for it. I hope it goes great for all of you. Reach out to anybody you need in your life to make it better, and reach out to anybody who needs their life to be made better by you and your presence. Because I'll tell you what, man, you know, we all got to batten down the hatches and hunker down and just try to do our best to be our best for everybody, because everybody needs fucking help. And I'm raising my hand to the fucking ceiling on that one. We all need fucking help, right? Don't we? We all need love. We all need a hug. We all need somebody to look at us and just go, yeah, man, fucking keep going. Keep doing it. And you guys have done that for me, and I appreciate it. And so I'm asking you to do it again because I'm fucking greedy. So I'll be back next week with certainly a regular show. Don't know if Lily will be involved. I don't know what her story is. You know, she's very busy as well. But if she and I can find time together, that'd be great. And if not, it'll be just me and you together again, as always, as it was ever before, and it will be ever again. And I appreciate you guys hanging out with me whenever you guys decide to do that. And happy new year. Have a fantastic celebration this weekend. If you're staying in, enjoy your parties. If you're heading out, please be careful, because there are people out there who are not. And do everything you can, because look, and I say that in a greedy way. I need you. Don't let anything bad happen to you guys, because I need you for next year. I know you're thinking to yourselves, well, yeah, we'll just go out and take a chance. Don't take any fucking risks, man. I need you. I need to be borne aloft on all of your shoulders. And if even one of you is absent, it doesn't get me as high as I need to be. and hopefully we can, you know, we'll talk to Lily at some point. And you guys have a fantastic new year, great celebrations. And I appreciate your indulgence. And I will, I love you guys. And I will be back next week. You know, I don't get to town until Monday night late. The show might just come out Thursday morning. I won't lie. It could. But maybe if I can get it out Wednesday, great. But just know, you haven't been forgotten. That's what this is all about. And, happy new year to all of you. And I will talk to you next week. Take care.
This must be it. Welcome to the new year. The drinks were consumed, the plants were destroyed, and the hors d'oeuvres dismantled. I'm not smart. Interrupted or completely ignored, but most of all I'm bored. I'm trying to find out if my words have any meaning. Lackluster and full of contempt when it always ends the same. Why won't she listen to me? Why did I come? Oh, why did I come here? These humans all suck. I'd rather be home feeling violent and lonely. I'm not trying to sound so insincere, but the postcard that's taped to the freezer reads, "Wish you were here." How I wish I could disappear. I'm trying to find out if my words have any meaning. Lackluster and full of contempt, and it all.